Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me, as is our custom, the title of today's sermon? It's on the screen, and it is Hooray for Judgment Day. Based on our gospel reading, listen please to these verses. Jesus said, speaking of that day, Judgment Day, Jesus said, there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and on the earth dismay among nations, people fainting from fear of the things that are coming upon the world. Then they will see the Son of Man coming upon the clouds with great power and glory. But when these things begin to take place, Jesus says, lift up your heads, because your redemption comes near. Please follow along your sermon outlines that were given to you when you came in as we consider our theme, Hooray for Judgment Day. Many of you know that famous scene from the Arnold Schwarzenegger action movie called The Terminator. It is a dark and calm evening in a local police station. Suddenly, a big man comes through the door with leather coat and dark glasses, even though it's really dark at night. And he comes and he looks around the station, and the sergeant at the desk says, can I help you, buddy? And the big man with the leather coat and dark glasses says nothing, just looks very menacing and scary, like mayhem is about to break loose. And then Schwarzenegger's character says those famous words to the police sergeant, which are, I'll be back. And quickly, a car is driven through the side of the police station. Mayhem and destruction and people screaming and a fire taking off. He came back. We're in the season of Advent. And the very name Advent means the coming. Advent talks about the coming of Christ first as the Bethlehem baby, but especially Advent focuses upon when Jesus says, I'm coming back. When the Bible speaks of Jesus' second coming, sometimes it does refer to Jesus' second coming like a scene from the movie The Terminator. It'll be a time of mayhem and destruction. It sure doesn't seem like we can say, hooray for Judgment Day. Listen again to the words of Christ from Luke 21 today. Jesus said, there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. On the earth, there will be dismay among the nations, the roaring of the seas and the waves, people fainting from fear, the expectation of the things which are coming upon the earth, for the powers of the heaven and the earth will be shaken. When Jesus comes back on Judgment Day, Scripture says, it'll be a time of mayhem and destruction. The judge of all mankind will return, and not one person on this earth will escape his judgment. And judgment comes because of mankind's sin. Jesus says in Luke 21, be on guard. The day will come upon you like a trap. It'll come upon all those who dwell on the face of the earth. The trap spoken of here is a trap that's used to catch and to destroy animals. Mankind's sin brings judgment and destruction, Jesus says, like a sprung trap. Almighty God is angry with sin, and there'll be no escape. This reminds me of probably the most famous sermon ever preached in the English language. It was preached by a man named Jonathan Edwards some 300 years ago. And the title of the sermon is Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. This is the first sermon ever that uses that famous expression, fire and brimstone, to express God's anger over sin. Now, whether or not our world today takes sin seriously, guess who takes sin seriously? God does, and so should we. Look around us today. Look around you in the world in which you live today. Sin is covered up, and sin is even renamed to make it seem less evil than it is. It's no longer murder. It's termination of a pregnancy. It's no longer adultery, it's sexual freedom. It's no longer perversion, it's alternate lifestyle. It's not turning our backs on God, it's being open-minded or politically correct. And all of this is being shoved down our throats as normal. And lest we simply point the fingers at others, because this is what Christians love to do. Oh, I know people like that. Lest we point one at others, remember, we have three coming back at ourselves. How about you and me? Is our faith in our Lord Jesus and in His church a priority, or is it a pastime? Is it a commitment to the one who gave His life for us, or is it something to do when it's convenient for my schedule? Are the treasures of our Christian faith, especially the treasure of Jesus, being passed down to the next generation? Or are we as adults following the lead of the godless world around us, filling the lives of ourselves and our children with things of this world that will simply never last? As a pastor, my heart is broken. As I get older as a pastor, my heart is broken by church members whose absence from worship, receiving God's word and sacraments, really declares in the battle for my soul, the world is winning. Here, all of us must take to heart the words of Jesus and not waste our time pointing at other people, but pointing to ourselves. Here we take at heart the words of Jesus when He said, "What does it profit for a person to gain the whole world, but to lose their soul?" Judgment Day is coming for all people, believer and unbelievers. And as Jesus reminds us in the gospel reading, He said, it will come upon everyone who dwells upon the face of the earth. On the day of judgment, God's awesome power will be known by all. Now I hope you're saying, we've heard God's judgment and the bad news. We've heard that God's power is coming. But how about His glory? Because the text says, God, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and with great glory. Power you've talked about. What about glory? Time after time in Holy Scripture, God's glory is connected to His love for His people, to His forgiveness for His people, for His deliverance for His people. Jesus says these words Himself. In John 17, Jesus is praying in the Garden of Gethsemane the night before He goes to the cross. And Jesus says to the Father, "Now, Father, glorify Me." This glory Jesus asked for is the glory of God to be seen as Christ gives His life for you and me and for the world upon the cross. This glorious scene as Jesus rises triumphant from the grave and defeats the powers of sin, death, and the devil for you and me. This glory is the same glory that Christ will bring back on Judgment Day as He brings redemption for all sinners who have put their faith in Him. You see, Jesus tells us that for those who trust in Him, we can say it with me, for Judgment Day, we can say, hooray, hooray for Judgment Day. Listen to what Jesus says in Luke 21. "When these things begin to take place, straighten up your heads and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." We can lift up and not hang down our heads because we can say, the Savior of our soul has returned. We can say the end of the sinful world is at hand. We can say, with me please, hooray for Judgment Day. Any of you who have owned a dog, let me just ask you, for fun's sake, would you raise your hand if you've ever owned a dog? Any of you who've ever owned a dog can picture this scene. You come home after being gone for a long, long time, and your loving dog meets you at the door. What does your dog do when he or she meets you at the door? This is what they don't do. No. When you've been gone all day and your dog meets you at the door, they lift up their head. They run around in circles. They want to throw yourself, no matter how big or small they are, they want to throw themselves into your arms because their master has returned and they know everything will be okay. My dear friends, when Jesus, our Savior, returns, it'll be our turn to lift up our heads, run around in circles, and throw ourselves into our Lord's hand. Our master has returned. Everything will be okay. We will say these wonderful words. He has come back just as he's promised. Our redemption has drawn near. Our Redeemer has drawn near. Jesus, our Redeemer, who gave his life for us upon the cross, who rose in victory on the grave, said he would come back for me, and he came back. When I bought my very first car, I was so excited. I wish I had a picture for it, you on the screen. But let me explain it to you. Would you like to know what it looks like? Thanks for asking. I'll be glad to explain. The very first car that I bought was a two-door cherry red 1968 Chevy Nova with a black leather interior. It was a used car, but it was an absolute beauty. I bought the car late one night, and some of the paperwork still had to be completed. Still, the dealer put this sign on the windshield of the car. This car belongs to Stephen. It was parked in the outside parking lot. I had to wait a few days before I could pick it up. But later that night, I snuck back to the dealer. I looked at the car. I touched it. I thought about all the exciting things I could do with it. The girls I could take on dates with this car. What a beautiful car. And I remember saying these words aloud to that car, this 1968 cherry red black interior Chevy Nova. I said these words to the car. I paid for you yesterday, but I'll be back for you tomorrow. This, in effect, is what our Lord Jesus says to each of us. I paid for you yesterday, but I'll be back for you tomorrow. Yesterday, our sins were paid for at the cross. Tomorrow, at Judgment Day, Jesus returns, and we will be his forever. Another pastor tells this story. I find it pretty funny, actually, about a car once he saw when he was driving home. He said it was the ugliest car he'd ever seen. It was ugly upon ugly. If you looked up the word ugly in the dictionary, you'd find a picture of this car. It had a large gash in one side. The doors were held on with chicken wire. Several body parts of the car were quite rusted away. Between the rust and the multiple paint jobs, any of the colors could have been the original color. But he said the most interesting thing about this car was a bumper sticker on the back of the bumper, and it read, "This is not an abandoned car." A long time ago, a precious baby was born in a manger called Bethlehem. He was the Savior of the entire world, and he was a sign to us, a sign that tells us this is not an abandoned world. We are not abandoned people. We have the promise of forgiveness from our Lord, the promise that he will return for us. He will be back. We can count on it. And for God's people, the day of his return, that judgment day, will not just be a day of mayhem and destruction. It'll be a day of celebration. We can look forward to judgment day and declare, and would you say it out loud with me one last time, we can say, hooray for judgment day. In the name of Jesus, all God's people said, amen.